Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Very good morning to you. You're listening to News Talk with me, Tara Duggan. This morning, it is Friday, the 14th of March. I hope you're all well and feeling Friday. Coming up...
Enoch Burke in prison! Enoch Burke! We're not accepting transgenderism! Why is Enoch Burke in prison for not accepting transgenderism?
The family of Enoch Burke forcibly removed from a Washington event attended by the Taoiseach. And Micheál Martin bats off opposition criticism about that housing crisis joke in the Oval Office. First up this morning, though, the family of Enoch Burke, as you heard there, forcibly removed from a gala dinner attended by the Taoiseach in Washington, D.C. last night. Three family members attempted to interrupt the Ireland's Fun dinner to accost Micheál Martin over the case of Enoch Burke. Our political correspondent, Sean Defoe, was in the room at the time.
Speeches were underway when Martina, Amy and Isaac Burke managed to gain entrance to the private $1,000 a plate fundraising dinner in Washington, D.C. As Gardaí alerted security and D.C. police, the Burkes attempted to interrupt proceedings to raise the case of Enoch Burke and his imprisonment. Martina and Isaac Burke both ended up sprawled on the ground along with security.
Enoch Burke in prison! 513 days.
They were wrestled, kicking and screaming, out of the building where they continued to shout their message.
Taoiseach of Ireland has imprisoned my son for 513 days for not approving transgender ideology.
After some further criticism of the Taoiseach and the Irish media present, the Burkes left the event. Inside the Ireland Fund's dinner, the coach of the Washington Commanders football team, Dan Quinn, had been the one interrupted. He didn't miss a beat, saying the scenes would have been familiar to anyone who's ever been to a Philadelphia Eagles football game. Sean Defoe in Washington, D.C.
And we'll have more on that with more audio of the interruption and how it happened on News Talk Breakfast with Shane Coleman and Jonathan Healy from 7. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has rejected criticism of his joke, in inverted commas, about housing at the White House. Opposition parties have been critical of the Taoiseach for laughing when Donald Trump said the housing crisis was a symptom of Ireland's success. Micheál Martin says it's the opposition trying to latch on to any criticism they can.
No, I mean, in fairness, I think Sinn Féin have criticised it, and we have to be careful not to parrot Sinn Féin on every occasion, because I equally said in the press conference very emphatically when I was asked what was the number one issue, or what would I really wish for Ireland, and I said the number one issue in Ireland is housing, and we need to create as many housing, build as many houses as we can, as quickly as we can, for young people in Ireland to be able to afford to buy or afford to rent.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, says the EU Commissioner will speak by phone to their US counterpart today on the proposed tariffs being imposed by the United States. It comes as President Donald Trump threatened Europe yesterday with massive tariffs on alcohol exports. The President previously said he didn't want to do anything to hurt Ireland. However, he insisted on fairness. MEP Maria Walsh says about 30% of Irish exports go to the United States, which puts us at huge risk.
Ireland being the top destination, about 30% of all Irish goods export to the US and exported a record of €17 billion in food and drink abroad. Incredibly important. Now, we are not leaving our producers, particularly our farmers, that we're not leaving them wanting. So we need to make sure we have a plan in place at a national level and, of course, at a European level.
Vladimir Putin says he agrees with the idea of a ceasefire in Ukraine, but questions remain about the exact nature of a truce. He's laid out a number of red lines, including no NATO membership for Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky has described the Russian president's response as manipulative. He believes too many preconditions have been given by Moscow for the 30-day ceasefire to work.
Putin, of course, is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to prolong the war and continue killing Ukrainians. That's why, in Moscow, they're framing the idea of silence with such preconditions that either nothing will work at all or it will be delayed as long as possible.
The Columbine High School massacre in the United States has officially claimed another life nearly 26 years after the mass shooting occurred. The death last month of Anne-Marie Hohalter, who was left partially paralysed by two gunshot wounds in the attack, has now been ruled as a homicide by the Jefferson County Coroner's Office. On February 16th this year, the 43-year-old woman died in her Denver home of sepsis, a reaction to infection. Spending on EV charging points across the country increased by 12% in the month of February. That's according to data from the AIB Spend Trend, which shows a massive 83% increase year on year on EV charging points. The data was found from almost 67 million card transactions carried out by AIB customers, both in-store and online. Adrian Moynihan, head of consumer banking at AIB, attributes the increase on EV spending to ownership.
We think that's down to two factors. One is due to the increased levels of EV ownership, and great to see the strong start that new EV sales have had to 2025. And also then more people taking trips for both leisure purposes and also maybe signaling greater level of return to office. And overall, that's something we would expect to continue to see over the weeks and months ahead, is that continued growth in EV charging spending.
Now, after 40 years at sea, the world's largest iceberg has run aground off a remote island of South Georgia in the Atlantic Ocean. The megaberg covers 1,200 square miles, but could now break apart as it reaches warmer, shallow waters. That, in turn, then, could prevent penguins and other sea life from accessing crucial feeding grounds. Marine ecologist Dr. Nadine Johnson says it's a worrying problem.
It is part of an increasing pattern of icebergs moving through this area, which is dubbed Iceberg Alley. As the climate warms, we will probably see more of these events.
The three-day St. Patrick's Festival kicks off in Dublin tomorrow. Over 50 events, including comedy, music and street performance, will take place across the city over the weekend. That, of course, coming ahead of the main event, the Patrick's Day Parade on Monday. Head of Festivals and Events at Fáilte Ireland, Ciara Sugrue, has a taste of what's on offer.
On Saturday, there is one of the things that's different about this year is that it's really been brought back to the city centre and the city streets. So there's going to be pop-up events right throughout all the city streets throughout Saturday and Sunday. And if you go on to stpatricksfestival.ie, there's a full lineup there of all the different things.
In showbiz news, it seems Macaulay Culkin still shouldn't be left home alone. The 44-year-old former child star has an estimated fortune of $15 million from his roles in the likes of Uncle Buck and My Girl. However, working from such a young age means that he's missed out on learning some very basic life skills. Culkin's fiancée, Brenda Song, has revealed that he still doesn't know how to drive, and she's had to teach him how to do laundry after he spent most of his early years living in hotels. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day here with us again on Tuesday. In the meantime, you can check out all of the news you need at newstalk.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.